We head off to the Great Smoky Mountains in North Carolina now for another installment in the occasional Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. Orion invites readers to put their homes on the map and submit essays to the magazine's website, and now we're giving them a voice. The North Carolina landscape, captured in today's essay, is also the inspiration for the songs our essayist created and performs.
Well, I'm Angela Faye Martin, and I live in the Cowie community of Macon County, North Carolina. I'm about 20 miles due south of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I live on this gravel circle. It's kind of a horseshoe-shaped lane that goes up a cove and then back down the cove again, sort of like a hairpin. At the top of the cove, there's a waterfall. But to give you some perspective on the demographics, I'm 45 and I'm vastly the youngest person on our circle. It's just fairly bland as far as human diversity goes, which is fairly stark in the face of how biologically diverse the place is. I'm kind of living between two worlds, and this essay captures how it feels to experience and be immersed and commune with the nature around me, and sort of the dichotomy of being a human and the difficulty in communing with humans and being nimble enough to go between those two worlds, and how humans seem to be more of an asteroid than a fellow mammal in the scene. This is my essay about Cowie, North Carolina. On clear days, there's a Carolina blue set against reds and burnished pumpkin-hued tree fringes, looking like a graphic for a religious tract or benefit supper. But I prefer the foreboding of a pewter sky looming above my southern Appalachia. There is a sharp loneliness in these coves until you start your phenology log. You obsess over occurrences. If you're a songwriter, this informs your writing but decreases your interest in humans. Good luck convincing dinner guests that you're paying attention and not looking out the window to see if Leonard, the big-beaked juvie cardinal's on the feeder. The tribes of nuthatches and chickadees festooning the limbs hugging our 120-year-old home are oblivious to the notion that I must travel to the closest city over an hour away to participate in the doings of my own species. City mice friends have bought me a ticket to the new documentary on Nick Cave, and afterwards we talk about my waning garden and their taming of alley cats. And despite having to huff my inhaler, I wonder why I live so far out in the country. There are manifold reasons for the relief and safety I sense in this place. It has me under its spell. It states to me that there are yet to be defined mythologies and codes within the land, and that woad, that foggiest and most mystical of blues, rhymes with cold. And why not dedicate the rest of my days to watching the ravens or to learning the names of more than 460 spider species I call neighbors? But today I'm thinking how to not draw people here, because it seems that they are not here for the beauty, the fertility of the soil, or even their families, but for a lack of human diversity. And I'm reminded that the most dangerous thing in these unglaciated ancient slopes are bipeds. Now I wonder, who is baiting deer in the meadow on the mountain above our home? I look around, fixed to pee on the illegal corn strewn beneath the deer stand, and the great blue lobelia nods to me. I place a frond on the poacher's seat. Thank you.
the voice and guitar of Angela Faye Martin. You can tell us about the place where you live if you like. There's more about Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay at our website, loe.org.